NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, VentureX. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting a screening of the documentary Unbroken, featuring Free State Festival founder Marlo Angel and director Beth Lane. January 22nd, 6 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org. So the last hour of classical music ended with music by Dvorak, and this noon hour begins with some. We listen there to one of a series of 10 pieces written in 1881 by Dvorak that were originally piano miniatures that he called Legends. They were orchestrated the same year, and we listen there to Legend No. 10 in B-flat minor with Ivan Fischer and the Budapest Festival Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. And classical music keeps coming here on a Wednesday afternoon with a duet later for two lutes, as well as violinist Joshua Bell and the Montreal Symphony with music that is the epitome of class, a beautiful French violin concerto, the third by Camille Saint-Saëns, all in just a bit here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bridge Haven in Lawrence. With family-style memory care and a home environment, from social gatherings to holiday celebrations and backyard barbecues, Bridge Haven celebrates life and family. More information is at mybridgehaven.com. Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra are with us next. Some fun to be had with the music of Johann Strauss Jr., and the Emperor or Kaiser Waltz on KPR. The Emperor Waltz from Johann Strauss Jr., played by the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, led by Eric Kunzel, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:22 now, and in just a few minutes, violinist Joshua Bell and the Montreal Symphony have a very fulsome performance of the third violin concerto by Camille Saint-Saëns, still to come here on a Wednesday afternoon. Right now on the KU campus, it's 41 degrees. Looks like it'll be a fairly nice day, but some winter weather is definitely on the way. A high of 49 this afternoon, sunny skies. Tonight clear with a low of around 20. Tomorrow's going to start off much the same, sunny skies with temperatures in the 40s, but by tomorrow night, temperatures are going to drop considerably, with a low of around 4 degrees, with wind chills Thursday night as cold as 8 below. And winter temperatures and snowstorms look like they are in the offing for this weekend. Support for KPR today comes from Lindy Aiken, a longtime supporter and listener, whose birthday is today. Thanks for your support, Lindy, and happy birthday from everyone here at KPR. And we hope you have a wonderful day. For you next on Kansas Public Radio, we have music from Thomas Robinson. And no, not the former legendary KU baller, more's the pity, but no, Thomas Robinson, who was an English Renaissance composer in the 1500s, a composer whose life we don't know very much about, other than the fact that he and his family were employees of the first Earl of Salisbury, one Robert Cecil, and Thomas Robinson himself, later the teacher of Denmark's Princess Anne at Elsinore. We do have some of his music left over, though. Here's a short duet for two lutes, played by Paul Odette and Jakob Lindberg on KPR. Music from the 1500s, a lute duet suite from Thomas Robinson, played by lutenist Paul Odette and Jakob Lindberg on Kansas Public Radio. 12:31 now, and news from NPR waiting us at the top of the hour. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. We bring you next the Montreal Symphony, conductor Charles Dutoit, violinist Joshua Bell, the beautiful French violin concerto, written originally in 1880 for the Spanish virtuoso Pablo de Sarasate. It's violin concerto number 3 by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns for your next on Kansas Public Radio. The third violin concerto by Camille Saint-Saëns, performed by the Montreal Symphony, led by Charles Dutoit and violinist Joshua Bell, here on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. It's about 1 o'clock, and NPR News just around the corner. The next hour brings us Schumann's Piano Quintet and much more. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at FullCircleSustainability.org.
S&P 500 is up 35. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A lush-toned poem written by Jean Sibelius called The Spring Song. We heard Sir Alexander Gibson conducting the Scottish National Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be back with you. Classical music continues on a Wednesday afternoon. A bit later on, the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam and pianist Georges Bellet will have the Variations Symphoniques, Symphonic Variations for Piano and Orchestra, by César Franck. Much more classical music still to come between now and 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting a screening of the documentary Unbroken, featuring Free State Festival founder Marla Angel and director Beth Lane, January 22nd, 6 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And Spider Art Constructors offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at spiderartconstructors.com. We'll spend a bit of time next with the Juilliard String Quartet to hear Robert Schumann's Chamber Music, some music composed in 1842. Prior to that, Robert Schumann was known primarily as a composer for piano works. It wasn't until his marriage to Clara Schumann in 1840 that he began to expand more into the world of chamber and symphonic composition. In 1842, he wrote the following piece, noted for its extroverted and exuberant character, Schumann's Piano Quintet in E-flat major. Leonard Bernstein is our pianist here with the Juilliard Strings on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1842, the Piano Quintet in E-flat major by Robert Schumann, performed there by the Juilliard Strings and pianist Leonard Bernstein on Kansas Public Radio. 1:41 now, news from NPR in just about 20 minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Neuvon House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at neuvonhouse.com. And the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. I want to take just a moment to share some information with our updated weather forecast from the National Weather Service. Basically, a big winter storm is going to be moving through the area by this weekend, and a winter storm watch is in effect late Friday evening through late Saturday night. And that now includes some portions of the KPR listening area. Anderson, Coffley, Franklin, Lyon, and Osage counties. Says because we're expecting heavy snowfall and winter conditions starting late Friday night and lasting through Saturday, with total snow accumulations in the mentioned areas between 4 and 7 inches possible. Once again, this winter storm watch going into effect Friday evening and lasting through late Saturday night for Anderson, Coffley, Franklin, Lyon, and Osage counties. We'll keep our eye on the weather and let you know if conditions change or if any more counties need to be added to this watch. Keep it tuned here to KPR. The Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, conductor Ricardo Chailly and pianist Georges Bellet. They've got our next performance with music for piano and orchestra composed in 1885 by César Franck. Symphonic Variations, next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1885. Symphonic Variations for Piano and Orchestra by César Franck, performed by the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, led by conductor Ricardo Chailly, with pianist Georges Bellet, today on KPR. Stay tuned for more music after the news.
Join us. Check out the calendar of events and get your tickets now at kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, streaming quality programming anytime, anywhere with the PBS app, featuring PBS favorites like Masterpiece, Week in Review, Antiques Roadshow, and much more on demand. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
London, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance, now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The RTE Concert Orchestra there, conductor Barry Knight and David Presley playing oboe in a short romance for oboe from Three Contrasts for Strings from English composer Robert Docker here on Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News and the classics here on a Wednesday afternoon. A Carmina String Trio will have for us a little later music from Rossini, one of his string sonatas, followed by dances that originated from the island of Malta, music from composer Charles Camilleri with the Slovak Radio New Philharmonic. Exciting orchestral dance adventures await us here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. And New Vaughan House of Lawrence, assisted living, caring for people with age-related issues, from memory care to physical needs. Do more, engage more, and live more at New Vaughan House of Lawrence. We continue on with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, Neville Mariner conducting, with early music written by Mozart around the year of 1772. Mozart was about 16 years of age by then, and on a tour throughout Italy, writing some of his early operas and hoping to find a position of some employment. It was around that time that he composed the following symphony. It was his 17th in the key of G major, performed next by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields on KPR. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner, with an early symphony by Mozart, composed in 1772 when Mozart was about 16. Symphony number 17 in G, here on KPR. 2:25 now and still to come, music by Rossini and, a little later on, Maltese Dances of composer Charles Camilleri. Support for KPR today comes from Lindy Aiken, a longtime supporter and listener whose birthday is today. Thanks for your support, Lindy, and happy birthday from everyone here at KPR. We hope you have a wonderful day. Before we continue, just a quick note that we are anticipating some major winter weather coming through the area this weekend. And a few KPR counties are in a winter storm watch that's set to go into effect on Friday evening and last through late Saturday night. Those counties are Allen, Anderson, Chase, Coffee, Franklin, Greenwood, Lyon, Neosho, Osage, and Woodson counties, including the cities of Emporia, Garnet, Overbrook, Linden, and Chanute. Starting Friday evening in those areas, could see 4 to 7 inches of snow, as well as dangerous wind chills between minus 10 and minus 20. For Linn and Miami counties in Kansas, including Bates, Cass, and Johnson in Missouri, including Osawatomie, Lacine, and Lewisburg, up to 5 inches of snow possible during that time frame from Friday evening through late Saturday night. Keep it tuned here to Kansas Public Radio for the latest on the developing winter weather situation. We'll hear flutist Peter Lucas Graf alongside the Carmina String Trio next, performing String Sonata No. 4, music by Rossini, on Kansas Public Radio. String Sonata No. 4 in B-flat major, music by Rossini, played by the Carmina String Trio and flutist Peter Lucas Graf on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:40, 20 minutes until All Things Considered. At 3 p.m., we're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, on a mission to make low-waste living easier, with local and low-waste groceries, soap refills, recycling, and composting. Information at FullCircleSustainability.org. We have one more performance for you this hour, and it's music by a composer by the name of Charles Camilleri, who was born in 1931 on the island of Malta, who turned to music early and, as a teenager, composed many works based on the folk music and legends of Malta, and developed a so-called universal style composed of meditative Orientalism, African ritualism, jazz, and European rationalism. Here are Camilleri's Maltese Dances with Michael Laus and the Slovak Radio New Philharmonic on KPR. Maltese Dances from a Maltese composer, Charles Camilleri, performed by the Slovak Radio New Philharmonic, conducted by Michael Laus on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, we've reached the end of our afternoon of classical music. All Things Considered from NPR News is just ahead. But later on tonight at 7, classical music picks back up. And as for me, I'm Jeff Watson, and I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, as well as online anytime for you at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 3 o'clock.